Resuming this Perek Chamishi, which is on Daf Nun Amud Aleph, and the Mishnayot for the entire Perek is right here at the beginning. So it's a lot of Mishnah and a lot of Rashi, as you can see. Just a few introductory points for this Perek, this Mishnah. So the Mina Torah, in order to be Kone Yavam, it's only through Bia. In order to release the Yavam Mina Torah, the only way to do it is through Chalitza. However, the Chachamim were Misakin that a person, before he does Bia, as a Kone to Yavam, he should first engage her, like we do normally when a person gets married. The first comes the engagement, then the marriage. So to hear, a person should first do the Kiddushin with Kesef or Shtar, and that's called Mimer, we've seen before. And it's the Chachamim Misakein, and when a person does this Kiddushin, type of Kiddushin to his Yavama, which is called Mimer, that it's considered as if it's his wife, and that he becomes Aser to her relatives, as it would be with his wife. And if he wants to release her at that point, doesn't want to keep her anymore after the Mimer, in order to cancel the Mimer, he has to give a get. As we're going to see a number of places, that the get l'ma'amaro, right? He always, in order to cancel Mimer, that's only with a get. It's all the Rabbana. Also, if a person is Konis is Yavama with Bia, like in a regular case, so the other Tsaros, if there's other wives, they become Aser to him as well. They learn from the Pasuk, Kachi Yasali Isha She Lo Yivneh, and that's Beis Achiv, and they darshan Beis Echadu Boneh Ve'enu Boneh Shnei Batim, and therefore all the other Tsaros become Aser to him. So too, the Chachamimer goes there, that when a person does a Mimer as well, that the other tsaros also become Aser to him, just like as if he would be Konas. And one last point, and that's with Chalitza. So if a person has Chalitza to his Yavama, then that's it. He can't take her back anymore. She becomes Aser to him with a lav. And therefore, once he does Chalitza, that's it, he can't take her back anymore. And also, the other Tsaras also become Aser to him. You know, if he does Chalitza on one of them, he can't say, okay, I'll marry one of the other wives. He can't do that either. So once he does Chalitza, that's woman's Aser to him, as well as the other Tsaras as well. And so, as we mentioned, the Chachamim goes there that their get has an effect. And therefore, even if he gives a get to his Yavama, even though midoraisa, it's basically meaningless, and he could marry her now if he wanted to, just giving a get doesn't mean, we need chalitza midoraisa, but the Chachamimer goes there that her and the other tsaros become aser to him if he gives a get to one of the Yavamos. Okay, and also there also goes there that just like a person, once he divorces his wife, her relatives still remain Aser to him, so too over here, that it's as if it's his grusha, that the relatives become Aser. Okay, that's the background, and now we'll see this on Mishnah. Okay, Rabban Gamliel Omer, Ein Get Achar Get, Velo Mimer Achar Mimer, Velo Bila Achar Bila, Velo Chalitza Achar Chalitza. Okay, so we're going to go back and forth with Rashi, because in each case. So let's just see Rashi. First, he says a little introduction. Rabban Gamliel Omer, Seder Mishneh Zu, Shelo Titeh L'Shabesh Agirsa Shebesfarim. So he says it was written in a way just so you shouldn't mess things up, so things should be in proper order. So first we're going to talk about Seder Yavam Echad, V'Yavam Achas, Chila Mefarash Din Get, and then V'Chalitza, Ubiya, that comes after Mimer. And then afterward, V'Achar Mefarash Mimer, Ubiya, Chalitza, Shachar Get. V'Achar Kach Din Mimer V'Get, Ubiya, Shachar Chalitza, V'Achar Kach Din Mimer V'Get, V'Chalitza, Shachar Ubiya. V'Chein Seder Yavamam Achas, V'Shtei Yavamos. That's what we're going to be seeing in this mission. Okay. So first we're going to see, we have a machloikis, the Rabban Gamliel and the Chachamim. So the Rabban Gamliel said, Ein get achar get. What does that mean? Shtei yevamos la'adam echad, me'ach echad. Okay, so you have two Yavamas coming from one, so like Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven has married to two wives, and he dies, and they both fall to the Yavamachad, to Achachad. Natan get lezu, v'get lezu. And he gives a get to one of them, to one of the Yavamas, and he gives a get to the other one. So, Einu Asur Bikrovas Shnia. So, the second one that he gave a get to is basically meaningless. So, we said, normally if you give a get, you become Asur to your relatives as if it was Mamas your Grusha. So, here, that doesn't apply to the second one, because Ein Get Achar Get. So, the second get that he gave, like we said, is basically meaningless. The E, Kama, so now Rashi explains why. What is this? What does he hold? Because he basically holds Mimanasha. The E, Kama, Ahani, Hapakazika, the Tarvayu. Because if the first one really works, as if it's, let's say, like Chalitza would work, so then it's all over once he does the first one. He gave the get, the Zika's gone, everything's finished, and therefore the second get, Vahave Kamergarish Nachri. So when he's giving now the get to the second one, it's like giving to a get to a woman on the street. It's meaningless, because everything was finished when he gave the first one. However, if the first get doesn't work, let's say he was misupak, if a get works or not, let's say a get doesn't work at all, okay, so basar nami lohani, if it didn't work for the first one, it's not going to work for the second one, so the second one, mimanashach, is meaningless. V'hilkach lav grushahi, grushatohi, v'chein shnei yavamim liyavama achas, so it would be the same thing if you have two brothers, you know, one yavama falling to both of them, same idea, v'nasan zeg, get v'zegen, each one gave a get. Again, the acharon eino klum umutar bekrovatan. The non-skamina would be that you're murta to the wives. Like we said, if she is like a grusha, you'd be asked to her relatives. Since if the second one is not, which we're saying now, according to Rabbi Gamliel, therefore you'd be murta to her relatives of the second one. The time of kedushis, like we said, that's the get. Said Rabbi Gamliel, v'lo maimer achar maimer either. Meaning, bein be yavam echad l'shtei yavamos, whether again the two wives, the co-wives, whatever, fall to this the brother, or bein shnei yavamim liyavam echad, or liyavam echad, or one woman falling to two brothers, ha'acharon, if they each did a mimer, or he did a mimer to both the women, so the second one again in klum leaves tolat the rishona alav. So the second mimer is not going to affect the first mimer. He can stay with her. The first one he did a mimer with, the eina tzricha himena get, and he doesn't need a get from the second one, because again ein mimer achar mimer velo leaf yasar bekrovos hashnia, and again he's not asar to the relatives. The second mimer does not work at all, according to Rabban Gamliel. Velo bila achar bila, says Rashi, similar ba'alzu v'chazar ba. Who or achiv al tsarata? He did the bia, which is the regular way of being konesi yavam. He did that to the first one, and then he did it again to the second one, or the two brothers, one after the other. So bia. So the second one is bia tsenus bialmahu. It's nothing. It's just regular stam bia. Ve'ena serve krivotea. Doesn't become aser to a relative. Okay. So that's shita of and also v'lo chalitza achar chalitza. Same idea, that if he did chalitza on one of them, and he did on the second one, the second chalitza doesn't do anything. And therefore he's mutter to the relatives of the second one. Normally if you do chalitza, you become mutter to a relative. So here it's nothing, the second one. Okay, so that's the Shita Raman Gamla. Chachamim Omrim, this is the Mishnah, yesh get achar get, v'yesh maimer achar maimer. So they argue legabe get, and maimer maimer on those two cases. But they agree that shalo achar beila velo achar chalitza klu. So as far as the deraisa, in other words, dinim go, they agree to Rabban Gamliel. There's no beila achar beila or maimer achar or chalitza chalitza. That they agree. But legabe the two drabanan dins of get and maimer, there they argue. Okay, so let's see Rashi. Yesh get achar get. Rashi explains what they held. Why is that the case? The kama lo dacha legamer, because when he gave the first, again, Rabban Gamliel was mesupak. It is docha, it's not docha, but the chachamim held somewhere in between. It's docha a little bit. It's not yes or not black or white. Okay, so the kama lo dacha legamer, hilkach akati ika palgazika. So it's a shtickle release, but not completely. Okay, so there's still a little zika there when he did gave the after he gave the get to the first one. And the proof is the habayi chalitza, because you still need to do chalitza. Just giving the get doesn't release her completely, and then you wouldn't need anything. But we still need chalitza, so therefore we see there's still some zika that's still there. Hilchos Rashi, ahani basra vehavi grishato, and therefore when he goes to the second one and does this gerish on the second one, since the zika is not totally gone, it has an effect on the second one. Vavi grushato, it's like his grusha vasur bekrovatea, and then he's also therefore on the krovim of the second one as well. So that's why there's yesh get achar get. Okay, and the same idea with the maimer yesh maimer achar maimer, same idea. Okay, but the Be'ilah and the Chalitza, no, once the Be'ilah is done, that's it, it's finished, the mitzvah is done, and nothing comes after it, and Chalitza as well. Okay, now we're going to give some examples. Okay, back to the Mishnah. Ketzah. Asa Maimer B'Yavamto. So he did Maimer to his Yavam. V'nasan Laget. And then after the Maimer, he, instead of what he normally do, being Koneser and finish up the mitzvah, he instead gave her a get after the Maimer. So what's the din? Shricha Heimenu Chalitza. Because like we said, the Zika is still there, and therefore he has to now release her with the Chalitza. He says, Rashi, Ketzad, lava pluktakai. We're not discussing this machloikas we just had with Rabban Gamliel and the Chachamim. El milsa be'an peinav shehi. It's a thing on its own here. Va'yava mechad v'yavama achas kai. We're talking about the case, and we mentioned of just one yavam, one yavama. V'hachi kamar ketsa din yavam yavama v'hachi mefreshma. How does it work when you only have one yavam and one yavama? And that's how the Gemara is going to explain it. That's what we're talking about here. Okay, so we said that if he did Maimer first, and then he gave her a get, so then he needs to do Chalitza. Says Rashi, V'im ratza lichnos, lo yichnos. So if he wants to, after doing Maimer and then giving a get, if he decides, you know what, I want to be Konis, he's not allowed to. The Kevan Shehit Chil B'Gerishin, Kaim Aleh B'lo Yivneh. That since he did Gerishin, it's like, again, it's the Rabbanan, but it's like Lo Yivneh, that just like after you do Chalitza, right, you can't take her back. So we said in our introduction, so too, when you do Gerishin, you can't take her back anymore either. So since he already started and he did Gerishin, and therefore he can't take her back anymore if he changes his mind, and therefore he just has to do Chalitza, and that's the end of that. Okay, next case in the Mishnah, Asa Maimer v'Chalitza. So what happens if he did first Maimer, but instead of being Koneser, he does Chalitza? So Tzricha Himenu Get. Okay, why does he need a Get? Because as we said, Get is always necessary once there's Maimer. Whereas Maimer, which is like a type of Kedushin, that in order to cancel that, you always need a Get. So the chalitza is not enough, you need a get. So therefore, you need to have a get to cancel out, even though you did chalitza, but you still need the get to cancel out the maimer. Okay, let's see Rashi. Shichai menu get, the chalitza afkata lezikasa. The chalitza is very nice, that just takes away the zika. Ubay get lafkue the kedushin delay. But in order to take away the kedushin, in other words, the maimer here, that you always need a get. The chalitza lo mafkat kedushin. That doesn't take away the Kedushin. Okay, next case in the Mishnah, Asar Maimer Ubal. So here's he did it as he's supposed to do. Here's fine. He did Maimer, and then after that he took her in, his Koneser, his Baal, Hareze Kemitzvah Sa. So that's, he did it like the mitzvah is supposed to be, and everything's good. And then, okay, so let's see, Rashi. Hareza k'mitzvasa, mefarash b'gamara, afzu mikamitzvasa. Even this is k'mitzvasa. Okay, we're going to see when we see the Gemara. Okay, back to the Mishnah. So up till now we started about, we mentioned cases when things started off with Maimer first. Now we go on, what happens if he started off with a get first? So Nasan get. So he gave a get to his Yavama. V'asa Maimer. Okay, first came the get, and then the Maimer came after that. So then, Tzricha, get, v'chalitza. So he needs now get and the chalitza, again the get to take away the maimer and the chalitza to take away the zika. Okay, let's see Rashi. Nasan get the asa maimer. So be'oto yavama atzma. So if with the same yavama, you know, he gets the same woman, he first gave her a get, and then after that he did maimer. Afila Rabban Gamliel moded the yesh maimer achar get. You know, right? He said there's a maimer, get or get, but he does hold that there is maimer after a get. The mesafke lei get achi ilo, because if you remember, Rabban Gamliel shita was she was mesupak whether get is works or not. The dilma get lo dachi, maybe it doesn't work. Then therefore vahani maimer yavamimba. So therefore, if it doesn't work, the get. Okay, so the get doesn't work, so then nothing happened. Therefore, when he did the mimer, now the mimer works. So therefore, you have to deal with that mimer. That's why you're going to need a get. The kolshik in the rabbanan damri get toch ktsat umishayer ktsat, and certainly according to rabbanan shita, which we saw, which held that it's the get is like a chetzi chetzi thing. It works partially, and it's mishayer a little bit. A honey a mimer lemikne shira to get. So whatever was left over, the get didn't work. So there is something still there to work with, and therefore the mimer will be chal, according to Rabbanan. The tzarik get lamamar again. So the get is always necessary when there was mimer to cancel out the mimer. The chalitza lizikaso, and you need chalitza to take away the zika. V'yavume lo, but you're not allowed to do yibum. Then miget kama kaimei lebelo yivne. Once again, once there was a get, so now you can't take her in anymore, and therefore to marry her, he's not allowed to do since there was a get. Okay, moving right along. Next case in the Mishnah. Nasan get. Again, first he gave a get. And this time, afterwards, he was baal. Okay? So what's the din? Sricha get v'chalitza. So he needs another get, you know, because he already gave a get the first time. But then after that, since he was baal afterwards, he needs another get, and he needs chalitza as well. Okay, let's see Rashi. He'll explain it. Nasan get u'baal. Asur l'kaima. So first of all, he's not allowed to, even though he was bowl her, he's not allowed to keep her. Why? Again, the kama lebelo yivne. Since he gave a get, so that he can never take her anymore, keep her anymore. And therefore, to take her in, he's not allowed to do. V'tzricha get l'biyaso, and he needs a get to the biya, because he was bowl her. V'chalitza l'zikaso, and he needs the chalitza to cancel the zika. Now Rashi explains that get l'biyaso v'afilu l'Rabbi Yekiva damar ein kedushin tovsi mechay v'ilavin daha hachmas nisin kula Rabbi Yekiva. Can Rafash Gemara? We're going to say, we're going to mention a few times that this mission is according to Rabbi Yekiva and holds that they're ein kedushin tovsi mechay v'ilavin. So even according to him, hacha moda the tafsi kedusha bia. Here he would be moda that the when he did bia, though he did give again the bia, that it is tofes, even though he was not allowed to do it because he had given her a get. And normally, when Rabbi Kiva held that kedusha is not tofsi mechave lavin, the get lav a kechalitza dami lafkuye kula zika. But again, if he had done chalitza and then live with her, that would be lo tofes, because midaraisa, once he does the chalitza, it's lo yivnez alav, and he's not allowed to take her back. And if he did, that would be a kedushin would not be tofes, because that would be in kedushin tofes imchav elavi. But here again, he didn't do chalitza. He just gave a get, and therefore it's lavke chalitza dami lafkuye kula zika. It's not totally gone the zika, that there should be this complete lav, that the kedushin would not be tofes. Hilkach lo amda alav v'lav gamor. Therefore, you don't have this real lav that the kedushin would not be tofes, and therefore the bia is tofes over here afterwards, and therefore he has to cancel that with a regular get. The chalitza, says Rashi, he still needs the chalitza lizikasa. Ubeget lechude lo miftera kishar kones as yavamto. But just the stomach. Normally, if your kones, your yavama, and you don't want her anymore, you get then she's your wife lechol davar, and you'd have to give a get. And but here it doesn't work. Shachol apatro get. Here you would say, well, so lamaisa after you give the get, he was kones her. So now it's his wife. So why doesn't it just work again? Why do you need also chalitza? He says different. Mishum the have a biya psula. Mishum get kama velo kanya legamre. The reason is because it's not a classic case here. First he did, he gave her a get. And once he gave her a get, he was not allowed to live with her. Okay? So anytime you're not allowed to live with her, and then you give chalitza, whatever, that's called chalitza psula. Or if you live with her, that's called bia psula. Anytime you're not allowed to take her, and you do, so that's called bia or chalitza psula. Okay? And therefore, over here, once he gave her a get, he was not allowed to live with her. And therefore, when he did bia afterwards, that's not a regular bia, that it was his wife, l'chol davar, no, because he was not allowed to live with her. So that's called bia psula, and therefore you still need the get in order to cancel the zika. Okay. Next case, back to the Mishnah. Nasan get v'chalatz ein achar chalitza klum. So if he gave her a get, and then he did chalitza, so afterwards, so after nothing after the chalitza. And then if he'll afterwards want to do maim or a beer, whatever it is on her, it's not tofis at all, because once he did chalitza, so then there's a lav of lo yivne, and now that's deraisa, right? Once he gave her chalitza, that's mamish deraisa, and therefore nothing can be tofis, because ain't kedushin tofisim bechayve lavin, because we're going, like we said, according to Rabbi Akiva. Okay, let's see Rashi. So ain lachar chalitza klum. V'afal gav de chalitza psula, the ma'aseh though is chalitza psula, because first he had given her a get, right? Why the ha'have ba'aliv yume alo matz? Again, that chalitza psula is defined as if you would want to do even when you cannot, and then you do chalitza, that's called chalitza psula. So here he wouldn't have been able to do yibum. Why? Because he gave her a get, right? But filu hachi still dachi elagamrei, when he gave her the chalitza afterwards, it's totally docha, ve'ein acharei klum, and therefore is nothing after the chalitza. The yi hader mekadesh laba maimer, so therefore after the chalitza, if he, let's say, would want to be mekadesh with maimer or babia, lo ba'ina, you don't need to get anymore. Ukad Rabbi Akiva, damar, ein kedushin tovsin b'chayvei lavin, v'hachim mefarsh b'gemar, the mesnisin Rabbi Akiva again, and therefore after the chalitza, which is a raisa, anything after that is not tofes anymore because of Rabbi Akiva. Now the Raisa. Now the Raisa. Because he did Chalitza. He did Mamish Chalitza now.
No, the Psul and
the
Chalitza. What is that?
Is that the Raisa Psul? No, the Rabbanan.
So
that
means
that
the Chalitza should be
Mid
Raisa,
do something. Yeah, it does. Here it does. 100%. That's what we're saying. It's Mamish like, and therefore ain't Kedushin Tovsin anymore. It works 100% now. Okay. Okay, we'll do one more, hopefully, and we'll continue with Hashem tomorrow with the onwards in the Mishnah. Okay, so last part on this Amud, Chalat ve'asa maimer nasan get ubal. So here he did the chalitza first. So mamish the raisa did chalitza. So like we said already, it's now that everything after chalitza, it doesn't do it doesn't chal anymore, because in kedushin tovsim chavilah, and therefore vasan maimer nasan get ubal, whatever he did, you're going to see is meaningless. Or bal, same so too, if he was boiler, that's around your konis, your mama, he did that classic, and then for also after that there's nothing vasan maimer nasan get chalatz, whatever it might be, that doesn't work anymore, finished, because he's ready his wife, and that's that. Ein achar chalitza klum, something we're going to discuss. We should also, Rashi mentioned, we should also say Einachar Abilaku, which is also true. So that's going to be, we'll discuss why we're not mentioning that. But once the rices were done, right at the beginning, either Chalitz or Bia, then after that, nothing's Chal anymore. Okay, let's see Rashi. Chalatz Ve'asa, Bamaimer, etc. Nasan Get, Achar Chalitz, Obal Achar Chalitz, Einoklum. Nothing happens after that. Kidetani b'seifa, as we say here in the seifa, ain achar chalitza klum. There's nothing after the chalitza. Shein maimer bia tovsim ba achar chalitza. Again, like Rabbi Akiva, because now that there's chalitza, it's a lav and ain't kedushin tovsim. Veget achar chalitza lo have tzarich lemisne. We don't have to mention that if you do give a get after chalitza, that doesn't work. It's not necessary to even mention that. Lashmina, why the ain klum? The lamai lahani, because what do you want to say? It should work to do what? Litzar b'krova teha hamitzar v'kaimach mat chalitza. To aser to relatives, well, he's already aser because of the chalitza. Once chalitza is done, he's aser to her relatives and the tsaras or whatever, as we saw. Ella, I need to buy lemisa. So why are we mentioning it? That since we're mentioning also that get achar b'ila kiktani or baal v'asa maimer v'nasan get, we wanted for that. Since later on, when we said over here by the b'ila that there's not that the gets doesn't work after the b'ila. And that is necessary to teach us something. Lashmina de ein lachar bila klum zikas yavumi, that after there is bia, there's no more zika at all. Ubahai get sagile below chalitza. And with this get, that's enough even without chalitza. So taninami get, dachar chalitza, vachim yafarjma. So once we mention it for there, we mention it for here as well. O baal vasar maimer. So he did now, and then we've gone on to the bila cases that he was boil her, and then asar maimer or nasan get achar bia or chalat achar bia ein lachar bia klum zikas yavamim. There's no zik anymore once there's bia, and he did the mitzvah and finished. Nothing after that. Everything's gone. The get shenasan achar bia, the get shenasan achar bia migarish la ki ishto gumura velo bai chalitza, because once he does bia, He's now, he doesn't need chalitz anymore. He's going to the Yavam. He comes, like we said, his wife, L'chol Davar. And if he wants to divorce her, he gives her a regular get. You don't need chalitza. Bimrat Salahakzir, Magzir, he can take her back. V'chalitza sha'asa achar bia, eina moel's klum. And therefore, if he did chalitza after the bia, it's meaningless. De'eina lehazikas Yavam. Again, because once he was boiler, he did the mitzvah yibum, finished, there's no zika anymore, nothing. Umaymer dachar bia lo havet sarich lemisne. We don't have to mention it. That's pshit elan the lo mahani maimer after the bia. The lo mailani. What's it going to help for? Afilu maimer achar maimer bia vamachad bia vamachas. The patsra kamazalei said the second one is nothing. The maikavi the hamitzer v'kai v'krosavi. He's already asked it to the relatives. Ella aidi the tana reisha that chalat vasa maimer. That and since we, because we wrote the ratio, we had the case of chalitz and aser maimer after chalitza that we did need itzrich lishmin and karabi akiva then kedushin tov sin bechalitza so the tana nami baal v'aser maimer, and therefore just since we mentioned that in the ratio, we're using a thing in the sefer even though it's unnecessary. Ein achar chalitza klum aresha kai kavirshet leel. This is going again on the first cases of when he first did chalitza and then these other things. That the after chalitza there's nothing anymore, nothing works anymore. Valishna de seifa de tani aubal vasamaimer nasanget v'chalatz. The second part over here, when we mention the things he did after the bia, havitzarich lamina, we really should say ein achar bia klum. But Gemara kabai, like Gemara's going to ask, why didn't we say that? Just do the last thing here, next page. Achas yivama achas liyivama achas v'achas shtei yivamos liyavam echad. And all these dinim apply to whether it's one Yavama and one Yavama, or one, or two Yavamas to one Yavam. There's the Rashi, Achas Yavama Achas Liyavam Achad, V'Achas L'Shtei Yavamas Liyavam Achad, Shavin Kemo Shamarnu, the same dinim apply, Sheyesh Achar Get Rishon, or Achar Maimer Rishon Klum, and Ve'ein Achar Bio, Shebedchila, or Achar Achalitza Klum. He said, even though it's we did Maimer and Chalitza, what was it?
Maimer and Chalitza.
Right.
So it does need
to get. Want to
eat another Chalitza
also? After the get takes care of the Maimer. But he did Chalitza already.
But the Chalitza was before the get. Chalitza Psula. You
said get and Chalitza. No, what was the case? Also Maimer. Oh, Maimer.
And
then Chalitza. Maimer and Chalitza.
Chalitza
yeah.
And Chalitza Psula. But after the get,
look there,
then you should need another
chalitza. What do you mean, chalitza?
Because
the chalitza
is
chalitza. Yeah, but he said, like Rashi said, even though it's chalitza, it still works.
No, some it always works, even though. Right. Yeah, but that was by after get. You know? That was talking about after get.
Yeah, but
in that case,
Rashi
said that.
Right, but I mean, when once you did chalitza, you're going to get a chalitza and a chalitza. He did chalitza. Not the chalitza and the chalitza.
No reason for chalitza.